Well, Angie Metcalf joins us. Hard to believe this is our last program for the calendar year, but it's a good one as we again have our answers from the Heartland, from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. And today we kind of continue from our series last Saturday. We talked about pink eye in cattle. Now we're talking about winter parasite control. And Angie, what are some of the main parasites that we need to be worried about this time of year?
Well, depending on if your animals were housed outside this summer, you know, you could be looking at internal worms as well as, you know, the external lice and mites that you would see this time of year. If animals come in infected, remember, the whole barn could get infected. So any animals coming in will get infected into that barn. So if you worm animals when they come off a pasture, just remember, do two wormings about 4 to 6 weeks apart to get all those worms so that they don't continue to grow.
Now, Angie, if we're worried about lice or mange, I mean, when should we really be on the lookout for that?
They can have low levels at all times, obviously, but winter confinement, we see an increase. Animals have a heavier coat. Sometimes it's hard to see right away, so it can spread fast. Normally, I would say, you know, mid to late December into January is when I see it starting, and, you know, do a pour on if you haven't done something earlier. This year, I'm actually seeing it start a little early. It started around the end of November. It's been a crazy year, so we just have to kind of keep watching these animals. You can't just say, well, I don't have to worm until January.
Yeah, that's a good point. Why do you think we were a little bit early this year?
You know, I don't know. Animals stressed, maybe something like that. It just seems the whole year's kind of been out of whack. So I guess why should this be any different, right?
Yeah, I guess that does make sense. And also, obviously, it should make sense that if you've got a parasite, you should treat it immediately.
Yes. You know, if you let it go, you see it and you say, well, I'll get to it in a couple of weeks. The infection can get worse for the animal, can spread to the other animals. And you can have an animal do poor. If it's cows, you know, you can have lower milk, less weight gain on heifers, poorer repro. And the longer we wait, the numbers are going to, you know, get harder to control later on. And we definitely, with high feed costs, don't want to be feeding a parasite. We want to be just feeding our animals. So why waste money feeding that parasite any longer than we have to?
Very well said. So with that knowledge, what's our tip of the day?
Well, you know, have the correct products on your farm. So if you know that you're going to have heifers that need to have a pour on, and you know, obviously there are less expensive products out there you can use for heifers since you don't have lactating restrictions, you know, have something for your heifers, have something for your cows on hand. When you treat all the animals in the barn, or at least the whole barn if you don't treat the whole farm, and then don't bring new animals in until, you know, they've been treated. And read the product labels. If it says retreat in 3 to 4 weeks, retreat in 3 to 4 weeks so that you don't have a regrowth.
Again, if you want to talk to Angie about this subject or anything else, just give her a call at Heartland Cooperative, 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, you invite them to go to the web.
Yes, heartlandcooperativeservices.com is the website, and we have some podcasts on there you can check out. Good articles according to, you know, what we're seeing out there in the time of the year. So go ahead and give it a shot.
It's been a productive 2013, and on behalf of Angie, myself, and everyone at Heartland Cooperative, a very happy 2014. That is your Answers from the Heartland here on 101.9 WDEZ.